Hi, this is Abby.
Hi, this is Oliver.
Hi, this is Chris from Mumbo Jumbo.
You're listening to The Raven and Blues
on Talk Radio Europe,
Radio Napa,
and Kansas City Online Radio.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you.
Song that
resonates with me loads and loads and loads, and may resonate with you as well from my formative years, but performed much more recently, in fact this year, recorded in the early part of this year in Germany. That's Canned Heat, as you probably gathered, taken from their album Songs from the Road, just about to be released, and their definitive On the Road Again. And I played that and opened up with that because, to me, if you saw that album and thought, oh, I love Canned Heat, did love Canned Heat, bearing in mind many of the band, of course, have died over the years, and it's only a shadow of its former self, but at the same time, I think, oh, it could be worth getting. And that gives you a taster of the album, in a sense. The years have not been kind, I think it's fair to say. It's a lovely album, in a way, but bear in mind, it's Canned Heat 2015, who haven't got quite the same vocal power or anything else as they had way back 30, 40 years earlier. It's The Raven and the Blues. My name's Dave Raven. Welcome to the programme. I'm coming to you from a field on Upton-on-Severn where it's raining. Only light rain, I agree, but it's a festival. And festivals in the rain are nowhere near as fun. But it's only starting today. I'm looking forward. I've got Eugene Hideaway Bridges, the Nimmo Brothers. Actually, no, it's not. It's Stevie Nimmo. Tonight, a whole range of fine bands and Baba Jack over the weekend as well, and Northside. It's going to be great. I'll tell you more about that next week because I've got a show to do this week. And this week's show is really a combination of quite a few new stuff like that one, and also stuff which suddenly caught my attention. This came out a year ago this week. Eric Clapton and Friends, an appreciation of JJK. Tom Petty on vocals, whispering vocals, and Eric Clapton, and off the album The Breeze, an appreciation of J.J. Cale, as I say, came out this time last year, and they heard a track called Rock and Roll Records. Here's something which isn't even out yet, and I think will be available to buy in about a week or so's time, but for the time being it's not, but all the DJs in the Independent Blues Broadcasters Association of the UK got a copy of this week, and I can guarantee everyone will be playing it this weekend. It comes from the nominated in the female vocalist section, Katie Bradley and Lenny Lawrence. It's brand new. Here they are with The Time to Play the Blues. Thank you.
eyes are crying and the pain won't stop. You just need a friend who would understand. You just need someone to lend out their hand when the dream is over and there's nothing left to lose. Well, it's time to play the blues.
Katie Bradley out of the East Coast down of Kent Way, and also, I mean, she's played with lots of other guys like Dudley Ross and many, many others, but Lenny Lawrence is new to me together with Katie Bradley, but she released that this week to all the DJs, and they had a track called Time to Play the Blues. As I mentioned, the show is coming to you from a field on the River Severn at Upton on Severn. It's a grey, mizzy morning, but I think it's going to get better as the day goes on, and the highlight for me today, it's a 3-day festival working all the way through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and tonight, the first night, the highlight on stage for me is going to be the stage I can see literally 200 yards from the van here, and that's Eugene Hideaway Bridges. Last saw him on the boat, I guess, about 3 years ago. It's been a long time, and looking forward to seeing him again. Here he is with a recording he made in the early part of this year, January, on the lovely island of Mustique, where I bet the weather was better than this. It's from the album The Mustique Blues Festival 2015, yet to be released. Here he is with Mom and Daddy's Place.
Take me to your mom and daddy's place. Come on and take me. Take me to your mom and daddy's place. I wanna sit down and talk to your mom and daddy. Talk to them face to face. I wanna do it one more time. To your mom and daddy's place. Come on and take me. Take me to your mom and daddy's place. I wanna sit down and talk to your mom and daddy. Talk to them face to face. Talk to your mom and dad. couldn't face the rain. And I'ma take my guitar when I go. Turn it loose, fellas. Take me to your mom and daddy's place. Well, talk to your mom and daddy. Talk to them face to face.
Lovely stuff. The Mystique Blues Festival 2015, the album yet to be released, as I say, and that's Eugene Hideaway Bridges and Mum and Daddy's Place. It's they assemble a great bunch of musicians there, but I think from people like Eugene, it was the first time he'd have played with them, and so you can see him telegraphing to the band it was coming to an end. Good stuff indeed. Okay, that's yet to be released. This one has been released about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's called Duets, Reworking the Catalogue. The catalogue is the catalogue of Van Morrison. Here he is with Taj Mahal.
Have my congregation had my flock. Wild goose,
yeah.
Chase the powder girl.
That's right.
Chase the rainbows again.
How can a poor boy,
yeah, well, how
give this message to you?
Well, well,
how can a poor boy?
Not speaking to the profane.
That's true.
spine a chopper.
That's right.
Ball of gold. The priest was laid down with the swine.
I got a poor boy.
I got a poor boy.
Get this message. Get this message to you. That's right. Watch the illusion, false security, play of the shadows that move.
Tell me what evil lurks in the hearts of men. Well,
only the shadow knows.
How can a boy
get it, get it, message to you.
Works pretty well. Not all the tracks on the album do. Van Morrison, Taj Mahal together. Good stuff indeed. The album Duets.
How can a poor boy
reworking the catalogue? And how can a poor boy? And before we go on with the music, let me bring in somebody who I kind of came up here especially to see in a way, because Oliver Carpenter has been is a member of the band Mumbo Jumbo, and also been to the boat, but also the organiser of this festival for, I guess, well, a few years, I would have thought.
Yeah, I mean, the festival's been going for 13 years. I've been involved in the last five or six, and it's quite a thing, isn't it?
It's amazing. It's a free festival, which when you think, how can they do that? Because they've got some really fine bands on. Obviously, it's done by the fact that where in the field I am, everybody's paid to get in, is that right?
Yeah, so it's a completely free festival. All 100 gigs, main stages, everything is free to watch. But we have no public funding and no sponsors. It's a very unusual festival for that. But, obviously the campers are paying for their camping site, and there will be, I think, the best part of 2,700 campers this year. Mm. And that obviously contributes a lot. But also there's various other income streams, the programme, the stalls and all that sort of thing. So,
but if you just turn up in a car and in the town, you can watch all these fabulous bands for free.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely everything is free to watch.
It's absolutely amazing. Was it always free? How did it start?
Yes, always been free. Started, I think, like all things should start. It started small, 10 people, you know, put 20 quid in a hat and decided to put a couple of bands on and call it a festival, and then in the pubs, and it's sort of grown from there. And And now, as I say, there'll be 15,000 odd people. We don't know how many people because you can't tell.
Of course,
people just turn up.
And it's a series of stages and lots of pubs as well. So there's some choices to be made, aren't there?
There are indeed. There's over 100 gigs over the weekend. We have two main stages, one at either end of town. So keep you fit running up and down from the one main stage to the other stage. One is standing up watching with a pint next to the river, whereas the one at the top of town is much more of a sort of inner field, laid back, sort of chilling, sitting on the floor, and the music reflects that.
But I would guess with the pub venues, it's going to be a bit like Broadstairs, where you can't just drift from pub to pub. You've got to decide in advance which band you want to see. I guess.
In the fact that they are heaving.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. but on the other hand, you can stand outside and listen to them.
Yes,
the weather's going to be okay. I think,
it's going to
be...
It's drizzled,
no, I'm looking up, but I think it's going to be dry, not particularly sunny perhaps, but which is actually no bad thing, really.
Who curates it? Who sorts out who comes, who appears?
There's a couple of us who sort out... I shouldn't say this, should I? Because then you'll all email me. there's a couple of us who do most of the programming with conversations from other people. Because obviously, you know, on the one hand, we have the best part of 1,000 people applying to play. So don't be surprised if you don't get a gig. On the other hand, We're trying to do it obviously through recommendation and people we've seen, but you don't want that smallness of it all being the same people. And there is a tendency, I think, to, because we all go to the same sort of events, that the same people seem to go around in circles. And so we do try and drag stuff in that wouldn't, and again, because it's free, we're not dependent on you wanting to come and see anyone. We do try and drag in people who you wouldn't normally have at blues festivals.
Well, we had Eugene Hardaway Bridges about 10 minutes ago, and I'm looking forward to seeing him tonight.
Yeah, he's one of our more normal people for a blues festival.
And it's going to be, unless you live in the area, it's going to be too late to get down for this year, but it's worth putting in your diary for next year. Great location and some great music, and it's free.
It's all absolutely free. It is amazing.
It's funny, you mentioned that people will start emailing you now. As soon as I mentioned I was coming here and there was a festival, people said, how do you get onto it? You know, it's straight away.
As a musician myself, you know, we're all trying to do it.
I'm looking forward to it so much. Oliver Carpenter, thank you so much for your time on The Raven and the Blues.
It's a pleasure.
Let's move on now to Muddy Waters, the album which has come out just recently called Muddy Waters 100, celebrating the 100th year of his birth. A mix of all kinds of artists, but mainly put together by John Primer. On this track I've chosen the great one, which also features somebody I know will please my French listeners. It's called The Last Time I Fool Around, featuring Keb Mo.
Dog or thing, now just the last time I fool around.
Kemo, the last time I fool around with you, taken from the brand new album Muddy's 100. It's a beautifully packaged album as well. It's got the complete history of Muddy Waters, loads of pictures, the biography, everything else you need to know. It's going to cost a bit, I guess, but anyway. And that's called The Last Time I Fool Around With You, featuring Kemo. It's the Raven and the Blues coming to you from a field on the Upton and Severn and the Upton Blues Festival. That's a sort of a collaboration there with different artists, and so is this one too. Clayton Doley, out of Australia. His new album is called Bayou Billabong. What a great title. And here he is featuring one of my favourite Canadian artists, Harry Manx.
Thank you.
Exotic instruments rule, eh? Didgeridoos, Mohan Veenas, and all kinds of things in there. Clayton Doley from the album Bayou Billabong, featuring out of Canada Harry Manx, and also somebody I've never heard before called Ganja Girla, or Ganja Girl. And that is a track called Bayou, that's a title track, Bayou Billabong. This is new, it's In the Mix from Bernard Allison. Here he is with Something's Wrong.
Well, I don't care much for guessing. Guessing what's on your mind. I'm the type of guy that can't read minds. If you can't talk to me, don't you waste my time. Open up, baby. Won't you tell me the truth? You got me wondering, baby. Something wrong with you. I don't listen what these people say about what you're doing both night and day.
Thank you.
Very nice. Bernard Allison off the album In the Mix, just been released, and there you heard Something's Wrong. Something coming up on the Raven and the Blues in the month of August is a competition. We don't often have them, but it's going to run right through the month of August. The prize is a bit special. It's a blues cruise. Yay! Not one of the ones out of Florida, but a blues cruise in the UK. P&O are running a blues cruise across to Amsterdam in November, on the 6th to the 8th of November. And basically, on the cruise to Amsterdam and back, or to Holland and back, is the Norman Beaker Band, Marcus Bonfanti, Kyla Brox, 24 Pesos, Tom Attar, and Katie Bradley. How good is that? Katie, you've already heard on the show, and the others you're familiar with, I guess. And also, when you get to Amsterdam itself, Little Stevie and the Big Beat. So basically, you get on the ferry, you have all the music, then you go to Amsterdam and more music, then get on the ferry and have it all over again. And there'll be a prize, is a cabin for two. Woo! And we'll be announcing that all through the month of August. So if you're in the UK between the 6th and 8th of November 2015, and would like to go from Hull to Holland, listen through the month of August. Here's a new album from a collection of people. Sam Lewis is the leading force behind it. It's Jane O'Ricks, Oliver Wood and Sam Lewis on this track. The album is called Waiting For You. Here they are with Reinventing the Blues.
Monday morning, alarm is ringing. You can hear me in the shower just a singing. I hate reinventing those blues. Tuesday come, Tuesday gone. I hope the weekend take a half as long. I hate reinventing those blues. Hey there, Wednesday, are you about half right? But I'm gonna buy me a sixer. Lord knows I still miss her. I can't get too tired, no. Is it Friday? It's just Thursday. I'm going the wrong direction, down the wrong way. I hate reinventing those blues.
Side between getting CDs and getting stuff sent as MP3 downloads is with a CD you can refer to the CD sleeve notes, if there are any, but with an MP3 often there's no information at all. So therefore, I've got no idea the combination therefore of Jane O'Ricks, Oliver Wood and Sam Lewis, but the album is rather fine. It's called Waiting On You, just been released, and now you heard Reinventing the Blues. Two tracks side by side now. One's a brand new release, one isn't. The other one's from a couple of years ago. Two people, both with the same surname. We'll start with the album, which has just been released. Bone Time, it's called. Here is a track called Blue Stretch Mark Tattoo. What a great title.
She was open for business. pardon me, James.
Thank you.
two Harmons side by side. First of all, John Harmon, and then secondly, Joe Harmon. And her album from, is it 3 years ago now, Almost Dirt on My Tongue. I've seen her do that on stage so often, and she's done it for a live performance for the show as well, but that's the first time I played it off the album, and I shall not be moved. And that's it for The Raven and the Blues on... And that's it for The Raven and the Blues, full stop really, for this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. I'm looking forward to a great weekend of blues at Upton. I'll be telling you more about it on the show next week when I've returned back to normality, although next week, having said that, I'm in the White Cliffs Blues Festival in Dover. That's going to be good as well. Email address dave@ravenblues.co.uk, website ravenblues.co.uk. Thank you so much for giving me an hour of your time. Let's play out with something which goes back quite a while. From the album from 11 years ago called Ladies Man, it's Pine Top Perkins. Here he is with Marsha Ball and Pinetop's new Boogie. Have a great 7 days. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week. Hopefully, if you're going to be up, and I'll see you this weekend. Bye-bye.
What's it say, Mr. Perkins?
Mm-hmm.